Doug Karsh, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Open lines, 248-539-9797. Let's go to Charles in Grand Blanc. You're on 97.1. Hi, Charles.
Hi. Just wanted to share my Belfast story. So about 5 years ago, I took my mother and my wife to Belfast, to Ireland and Northern Ireland, but we were in Belfast, and it was about maybe 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and my mom had to go to the bathroom, so we're on the just driving, but we're in the city, and we had to drive around for about an hour, and absolutely nothing was open. No restaurants, all the gas stations were closed, everything was closed, so we had to stop at a hospital just so my mom could go to the bathroom.
So wait a sec. Everything shuts down at 5 o'clock?
If you're in Belfast on a Sunday, everything is closed after 5.
So, well, the good news is that I won't be in Belfast. The interesting news is that we were going to be there on a Sunday. You know, I guess I'm not shocked that in some foreign countries they do that on Sundays, but now I'm really glad we're not going.
Yeah, well, and the thing was, like, I could understand, like, bars being closed or what, but literally everything. I mean, gas stations. There wasn't even a gas station open. So if you ran out of gas, you were screwed.
You're screwed, completely screwed, yeah. Well, look, it was all part of this very aggressive attempt to perhaps go to the British Open. It did not happen, and it's all good. It's all good.
Good thought.
Yep, you know. Maybe someday.
Another time.
The other thing is the British this year is at Royal Portrush, which is this tiny little postage stamp in Northern Ireland that's way out of the way. And it was just, it was a bad year to try and do this.
You prefer another small out of the way place?
Well, I prefer a small out of the way place.
Is there great Viking food?
That's closer to London is what kind of we had in mind. And, you know. It involved you're going to London, then more travel. And look, it was an aggressive plan. We canceled it. It's the price started to get up there, and other things arose in our life that were going to be more important than a trip to the British Open. But so we've nixed that. Maybe someday go to the British Open, but not in 2025. All right. So we asked on this 7-Eleven, what is your go-to convenience store purchase? Gator, I want you to rate all these, okay?
Rate them? 1 yep. to 12?
1 to 12. A scale 1 to 12. Bill McIntyre writes in, says coffee and an apple fritter.
I mean, apple fritter gets a 12. I don't drink coffee, so it's a...
A 1?
NAA. It's okay. NA, not right. applicable.
Andrew in Seattle writes in, sugar-free Monster or Red Bull and a Built Puffed protein bar.
I think, you know, it's right around a 9.
Okay. Sure. You give that a 9, a scale 1 to 12.
Something on the go and, you know, something to drink.
Brian at work says a Coke Slurpee, Uncle Andy's cheese fries, and a can of Zins. Z-Y-N's, sorry.
Yeah. Listen, I think that to each their own, but I'll say just a solid, it's a solid 9.
Okay. The jalapeno cream cheese or sausage and egg cheese rollers from 7-Eleven.
12 out of 12. Both.
Gator is rating everybody's go-to convenience
store. You asked
store.
Me to rate.
I know. I like it.
You want me to judge?
Planters spicy peanuts, 26 grams of protein in two of them. It's a great deal. 2 for $1.09. That's from an unnamed texter.
10. Spicy 10? Peanuts are good.
Yeah, they are. Sam in a car says the $1 glazed donuts in the case is my go-to. 2 bites and it's hard to mess up a glazed donut.
I mean, yeah, I love a glazed donut. When you get them fresh, they're amazing. If they're fresh, 12 out of 12. Okay. If they're not fresh, it can be disappointing. I'll go 7 out of 12.
I love me some Arnold Palmer and take a Take 5 bar from the convenience store. That's from Chad in a truck.
You hit me right here with the Take 5 bar, baby.
Yeah.
That's such an underrated treat. 12 out of 12.
12 out of 12. From Johnny Z, simple fountain drink, fruit punch, or lemonade never gets flat, and you can always add ice. Good 365 days a year, or a vitamin water zero sugar bottle.
It's a good little trick there. never goes flat. Mm-hmm. One of those things. I mean, when I used to go get big gulps when I was riding my bike up to 7-Eleven, it would be all about the big gulp, and that was one of my favorites. So it's a sentimental memory. I'll go 12 out of 12.
12 out of 12. Yeah. All right, on Twitch, Ken says, a Coke and some pizza combos is his go-to.
Come on. I mean, what are you spying on me when I drove to Chicago? That's exactly what we get. Yeah.
12 out of 12? 12 out of 12.
Pizza pretzel combos are the greatest snack ever.
Aarons, a bag of Funyuns and a Mountain Dew.
Not a fan of the Funyuns, but to each their own. So because that's your snack, I'll give that one. I'll go 8 out of 8. Well, it's yours. I'll give it 9 out of 12. And then the Dew, I mean, do the Dew. 10 out of 12.
From Settle Down Beavis, a Mountain Dew Code Red and a King Size Reese's Take 5.
Wow. 12 out of 12.
Kang, do you disagree with any of these rankings of our Gators ratings of these people's purchase?
Well, I mean, it's subjective, so I can't really disagree with Gators rankings. So, I mean, I will support you, Gator, in your rankings because that's how you feel. I will say this, though. That the one text about the getting a drink that's not, like, carbonated.
Yeah.
Great call. Such a great call. I mean, sometimes I'll do this, Gator. Like, if I'm feeling like a pop, like a Coke or a Mountain Dew, I'll get that to start. But if I'm going to leave and I get a free refill, I'll clean it out, you know, rinse it out with water and get something that's not carbonated for the long haul.
Yeah.
That way you have some extra for the rest of the day, man.
That's smart, man.
That's right. Thank you.
That's wise right
there. That's SMRT.
Yes.
All right. Unnamed Texter says, I wish 7-Eleven or any convenience store would offer a beer Slurpee.
Oh, I don't think I want that.
So I think I've been at a place that offered them and it sounded awful. And then I looked around and a ton of people were drinking them. And I'm like, am I missing out? And something looked wrong about it.
I will tell you that I do enjoy on a rare occasion, and it's got to be really hot out, but I do enjoy when you have that beer that has like the little ice crystals in it.
Oh, yeah.
But to think of it is going from, you know, taking that and multiplying it by a million to get it to actually be a Slurpee.
Yeah.
That could be a little much, but I would try it. I mean, it's an impromptu. Are you going to eat that? But I would try it.
Okay. Yeah, I can't remember. I feel like it was in Seattle, but I can't remember exactly what it was. But there's seemed a little sketch, and I didn't consider it, and then I wondered why everybody was drinking them. Maybe it was some other kind of stuff. But I'm pretty sure it was a beer Slurpee. 248-539-9797. Phone calls, feedback. Carson Anderson, 97, won a ticket. If you want to give us your go-to convenience store order or purchase, we will have Gator rank it or rate it on a scale of 1 to 12 here on the Carson Anderson program. In the meantime, Tigers in action tonight, back on the field. The news today, it is expected that Casey Mize will be added to the All-Star roster. I don't know that it's official yet, but that is 6. Riley Green, Javi Baez, the first player to start an All-Star game at shortstop and in the outfield. Zach McKinstry made it as an add for an injured player. Gleyber Torres, of course, Skubal, and now Mize. And the bat boy, crazy thing is, Scott, we weren't even lobbying for Casey Mize, and I feel like maybe we should have been.
I mean, I mentioned his name as a potential All-Star candidate, but I also knew that there were lots of good starting pitchers in the American League that were deserving of making the All-Star team. This late addition is because somebody got hurt. So he's deserving of it. He's had a heck of a season. And it's great to see that, another Tiger, more recognition. There's a reason for it. I mean, when you have the best record in baseball by several games, you should have many All-Stars. And that's what they've gone from having an All-Star to now it's 6 and a bat boy. It's crazy.
248-539-9797. Let's go to Brian on a cellular 97. Oh, Brian put us on hold.
That's too bad.
Any idea where Brian's working that he put us on hold?
I think just people have this just on their phones now. I don't even think it's just a
work
thing.
I know. It was a lot of fun for a while there.
Yeah,
I
used to think, oh, he's a banker, but, you know, now it's, no. You know, now it's like I'm a Uber driver and I'm just, you know, surfing.
Yeah. Well, that's unfortunate, Brian. 248-539-9797.
How many Uber drivers have you had in Hawaii, Gator?
In Hawaii?
Oh, you said you're Uber driver and now you're surfing? Is that what you said?
and he's surfing on his phone.
Oh, I thought you meant like, I'm just going to go surfing since I got no one to pick up.
Yeah, bro.
Hey, is that a...
I think that's what BJ Penn's up to these
days. I hope so. It'd be better than off of what I've been reading.
Right? Yeah. Not good, BJ. Get it together.
248-539-9797. What is BJ Penn?
BJ Penn was an MMA fighter. I know. He's awesome. He's gotten in trouble with the law.
Has he?
Yeah. A bunch of scuffling and whatnot.
I think CTE might be some letters that he might want to look into.
Well, that's not good.
Mm-mm. Was once a great fighter.
Yeah.
One of my favorites.
Yeah.
When did he get out of the game?
Oh, it's
too late.
A while. Yeah.
Not soon enough. I mean, he hasn't been relevant in like 10 years, right?
Yeah. Definitely too late.
Yeah. I got to go back to, because did he headline the one at the Palace?
Oh, he did fight at the Palace. I don't know if he headlined it.
I feel like it's been like since then, and that's a long time ago that they had the UFC at the Palace. Can't do it at the Palace anymore, Doug. I don't know if you knew that.
No, you can't. And that's what's keeping me from being into the UFC and MMA and all that. Palace is gone.
Yeah, it's gone. Yeah.
Doug would be screaming out, why isn't anyone wearing a helmet?
I know, right? You guys all laugh all the time.
There's not a lot of respect being shown there.
No. 248-539-9797. Coming up at 12:35, another edition of Are You Going to Eat That? More of your phone calls next. Just a reminder, you can stream the show in a variety of ways. And we got a lot of people. What do we have? Text today from Nevada and from, I think, Florida.
We were trolling for Omaha.
Yeah, that was a mistake. My bad. Tap, tap. But you can stream with the Odyssey app. Download it for your mobile device today. AUDACY. You'll wish you had it someday, so you may as well get it today. And then when the trade deadline comes and you're on vacation and the Tigers make that move, oh my God, they got Skeens? You're going to wish you had the Odyssey app, right? That's an example.
There it is.
Yeah. And they're not getting Skeens. But no, it's not an example, and you're going to wish you had the Odyssey. I don't know. That was very irresponsible of me. Anyway, get the Odyssey app for your mobile device. You can stream to our website, 971theticket.com. You can stream with video. Join all the knuckleheads that watch on Twitch and YouTube. Go to 971 The Ticket. Punch in 971 The Ticket in the search bar there, and bang, there we are. Scott and I hanging out, and the streaming chat going on the right side of the page. It's Carson Anderson, 971 The Ticket.
Hey, if you're looking to watch the big games and what's the best place in town to check it out, there's no better place than 24 Seconds Bar and Grill in Berkeley. They simply have the best atmosphere you can ask for. The flat screen, high definition TVs all throughout the place. They got ice cold beer. They've got amazing food, best wings in town as well. And you're going to want to come there right now for your chance to win a 3-night stay for up to 2 people at Circa Resort and Casino in Vegas. You get limo transportation, a legacy club welcome party, a stadium swim cabana party, and football season kickoff watch party, all at Underhang with Circa owner Derek Stevens is included. And for all Detroit baseball games at 24 Seconds, get $4 bottles of and cans of Miller Lite and Coors Light. Trivia is on Thursday nights at 8 o'clock, and 24 Seconds is open for lunch on Thursdays and Fridays. Check out that rooftop that they have up there. It's awesome. The deck, I love sitting up there on the rooftop deck. In fact, I was at 24 Seconds on Monday night hanging out with Bob, the owner. Check them out as well. They got great food specials. Garlic Parmesan wings, and Italian chicken paninis. And if you need any event catered or just a host, let 24 Seconds do that for you. They help to cater and cover work parties and celebrations of any kind of event, and they can host your party even on the deck as well. 24 Seconds, every seat's great. Check them out for all those specials and happenings they have at 24secondsbar.com and grab a taste of the action for yourself. Again, it's my favorite place to go, 24 Seconds Bar and Grill on 12 Mile in Berkeley.